We're here at the 2007 Brashear Homecoming. John, are you ready to come home?
You bet. Of course, my home is actually Scotland County, so I guess I won't be going to Scotland County tonight.
Well, you can sell for Brashear, can't you?
You bet. You bet. We're here ready to go.
Brashear takes on Atlanta this evening. Girls game up first, starting for the Lady Hornets. Number 10, sophomore Cassie Graham. Junior, number 21, Laura Likes. Sophomore, number 23, Beth Voss. Sophomore, number 30, Nicole Sloan. And junior, number 31, Tiffany Watson. And for the Tigers, it's senior, number 23, Kimberly Elsie. Senior, number 21, Ashley Clarkson. Junior, number 13, Jesse Hill. Senior, number 33, Chelsea Collup. And junior, number 25, Haley Kelsey. Kelsey will jump off in the middle against Atlanta's Beth Voss. And they're about the same height, so it ought to be a pretty good jump off. Tip goes jump ball away. Kimberly Elsie and Tiffany Watson tie up for it. And finally, they call a jump ball. Both girls get up laughing over the deal and will re-jump. This one is tipped way into the backcourt, and it's tipped out of bounds by Atlanta. Ball went off of Graham just before it reached the end line. So I guess you could say Brashear's going to start with it. It's Hill inbounds to Elsie. The Hornets running a little 1-1-2-1 press. The Tigers beat it with ease and get it to Collip on the left block for a quick layup. Inbounded into Watson for Atlanta. Watson up ahead to Sloan. Sloan's going to stop and pop just inside the arc. Shot is no good. Picked up by Chelsea Collip. Passed off to Hill, and we're going the other way. Hill down the left side for Brashear. Gets into the corner for Elsie. Elsie ball fake dribbles out to the top of the key and hands off to Hill again. Back to Elsie. Inside now to Kelsey. Kelsey off the left block. Yes. 4-0. 7-10 left first quarter. Watson. Crossover dribble gets around Elsie on the right side. Now picks it up and goes left wing to Sloan. Sloan fires up a three and it rims out. Rebound picked up by Kelsey and Graham both.
Moss was lucky she didn't get an over-the-back call there.
Watson looking inbound, and Atlanta was guilty of having six players on the court there briefly. The officials got it straightened down, and we're down to five again. Watson tries to get inside the boss, and it's poked out of bounds by Hill. Watson will try again. She ball fakes, throws into Sloan, now back to Watson. Watson dribbles out to the top of the key, now goes back left wing for Sloan, another three. This one hits the front of the rim, hits backboard, and falls into the hands of Ashley Clarkson, who is pushed by
Miller. She's not on the schedule, but her warm-up jacket said Miller, I noticed, and so I wrote her name down.
That was good work, John. Man, you're ahead of the game this evening.
They get it up to Jesse Hill, and Beth Voss gets called for a foul for trying going for the steal. First foul on her, second team foul now on Atlanta. Jesse Hill brings it across the timeline to get it into Ashley Clarkson, over to Collip, and it's knocked away by Miller. And so Atlanta's going to take the ball the other way. Watson has it, dribbles it in the lane, kicks it over the left side to Sloan, and this time she hits it, but she's just inside the arc. Looks to me like every time they send it over there, she's going to try to pop it.
The game plan is to clear the left side of the court and let Sloan fire one up.
Kimberly Elsie has it on the right side into Clarkson, the right elbow. Clarkson over to Collip. Collip's going to pop from the left wing. Misses everything. And Voss gets her hands on it, but looks like she was standing on the line. So it'll come back to the Tigers.
Maybe Collip is our version of Sloan then. She got it immediately, jacked it up herself. Ball goes in from Kelsey to Elsie. Back to Kelsey, working inside the lane, now over to Collip. Collip's going to shoot again. This time it's wide, and picked up by Voss. Voss has it knocked away and stolen by Hill. Hill dribbles in, and she's fouled by Voss, I believe.
I think so, and that's going to be two on her already with just 5:58 left. She was guilty of that grab over here across the way. They get it into Elsie, to Elsie, over to Collip on the left side. Let's see if Collip will try it again. No, she gets it into Scudder. Scudder across the lane over to Jesse Hill. Thought about shooting. Gets back out to Elsie, to Kelsey on the left elbow. Her shot is no good, but Scudder with the rebound, the put back, and Tigers got another 2 points, 6-2.
Good rebound there by Scudder, and fought for it and got it back up and in. Watson dribbles down to the free throw line, stops, pops, swishes. Nothing but net. That was a great looking shot there from Tiffany Watson. 5:25 left first quarter. Tigers with it. Lead it 6-4. Hill on the right side. Dribbles in to the right elbow. Passes off to Collip in the right corner. Collip back out to Hill on the left side. Picked up by Elsie as the pass was errant. Elsie dribbles into the left elbow. Finds Hill cutting to the basket at the free throw line. Hill's shot's no good. Picked up there by Graham. Now off to Watson. Watson across the timeline on the right side. Stutters, now goes left wing for Sloan, and she's too deep to shoot. 10 feet behind the basket. Now she passes inside to Voss. Voss's layup is blocked, and they're going to call a foul on Christina Scudder.
Trying to get a little inside-outside game going there. Go out to cover Sloan, so then Sloan tries to kick it in.
Voss's shot is short, hits the front iron, and bounces back. It's no good. First foul on Scudder, first team foul for Brashear. Three on Atlanta. Second shot for Voss falls at 6-5 with 4:48 left in the first quarter.
Carmen Sloan's going to check in, or did check in for Atlanta. Elsie out the hill. It's intercepted by Voss, and we're headed back the other direction. She wasn't afraid to try to bring it up herself, but her passing wasn't the best. And Tigers come up with the steal. Elsie has it over on the right side, dribbles around top of the key, hands it off to Collip. Collip puts it on the floor, dribbles it towards the left, sends it to the left corner. Shot is up and no good. And Watson with the rebound to Voss, to Sloan, and Sloan brings it across the timeline. Thinks about shooting and is stolen by Kelsey to Kimberly Elsie, shot no good, and Miller with the rebound for Atlanta to Voss, to Sloan. Sloan brings it across, kicks it back to Watson, and she starts moving before she has the ball on the floor.
They usually call it travel when that happens.
That usually works that way. Slavin checking in for the Tigers. Clarkson sitting down. No, that's not Clarkson. Who sat down? Was it Hill?
Who is Kelsey?
Elsie to Collip on the left side. Collip to Slavin. Slavin's shot is off the front iron. No good. Voss with the rebound. Watson bringing across. Sends it over the left side to Sloan. One bounce. Shot.
Oh, my.
Boom goes the dynamite.
If Sloan gets hot, the Tigers could be in trouble. As she takes plenty of shots to carry a team.
Well, they definitely have the lead now, 8-6. Elsie to Slavin, to Clarkson, back to Elsie. Elsie dribbles in the lane, gets it to Scudder.
Oh.
Shot is up and good.
That was a great pass from Elsie. Just kind of scooped it, little shovel pass type play. Got it right into the hands of Scudder for the easy score.
Watson takes it in hard on the right side, and they're going to call Collip with the foul. Well, maybe not. Who's 24?
There's some confusion on whose ball it is. The ball is Brashear's, and the Atlanta's coach is wondering why they have the ball. He's got his hands on his head and can't believe it.
So the foul is on 23, not on 24. That was what part of the confusion. Slavin shoots from the elbow. Shot.
Hey.
Nothing but net.
Watson up ahead to Sloan. Sloan thought about the three, now drives into the left side, throws over to Boss. Boss's shot is off the back iron, picked up there by Graham. Graham on the right wing goes back to Sloan. Sloan got around Hill fairly nicely. Her shot was partially blocked by Clarkson. It goes into the hands of Voss, and it's picked up now by Haley Kelsey, who is called for traveling, although she never really got up. I don't know how that was traveling.
she had Voss practically jumping on her back, too.
Watson to throw in for Atlanta. She finds Graham on the right block, throws out to number 21, Likes from the free throw line. Her shot falls out of bounds, and it'll go Tiger way.
Along with two Hornets.
.226 left first quarter. Tigers lead it 10-8. Kelsey throws in to Hill. Hill right down the heart of the court. Goes right wing to Kelsey. Now back out to Hill. Hill ball fake goes into the left side of the lane. Finds Clarkson on the left block. Clarkson's shot's no good. Picked up by Scudder. Scudder's shot rims out. Rebounded now by... And it's finally just knocked out of bounds by Atlanta as nobody could get their hands on it to claim the board. So it'll be inbounded by Clarkson. Clarkson throws in to Hill on the left wing. Hill dribbles around the outside of the free throw line. Now throws to Kelsey just inside the arc on the left side. Now back to Hill. Hill dribbles into the free throw line on the right side. Finds Slavin on the left wing into Kelsey. Kelsey just inside the arc on the left wing. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Watson. Watson might be carrying the ball. She dribbles all the way down the court. They haven't called her under yet. She gets it to Graham. Graham's shot is good with one toe on the line. It'll be just a two-pointer, but it ties the game at 10 with 1:36 left in the first quarter. Hill now has it on the right wing for the Tigers. Finds Clarkson back into Hill. Hill trying to go inside for the layup, and she's traveling. They call him for a travel on that, John?
Yeah, she tried to split the defense, and that's what they called it on it. I'm not sure that's what she did, but that's what she was trying to do at the time.
Watson looks like she's carrying the ball. They're kind of cracking down on that carry dribble, but they haven't called her on it yet, and I'm kind of surprised. But we'll see what happens. She goes inside to Likes. Likes is shot off the backboard. It's no good from about 4 feet. She gets her own rebound, and she stands in the lane for 20 seconds. They finally call her on 3 seconds.
She kind of handed it between her legs. You notice that, too?
Well, that's a tough play to do.
Hill's going to bring the ball back for the Tigers. Has it up top the key. Bounce pass over to Elsie on the right wing. Back to Hill up top. Into Clarkson, but a little too much mustard on it. And Sloan comes up with it, and we're going the other way. 56 seconds left in the first period. We're all knotted up at 10. Watson has it up top. Looks for someplace to go with it over to Sloan on the left side. Fortunately, she's way too far out to shoot three from out there. Cross court, but stolen by Collip. Hands it off to Elsie. Elsie's going to take it all the way in. Shot's no good. And Hill with the rebound. Back to Collip. Collip, shot's no good. And they're now going to call...
jump ball. I think it'll stay with Brashear. Tigers had two great looks and couldn't hit either one of them. And that's going to hurt them if they can't hold on to those easy shots and get them to fall.
Kelsey has it up top, sends the left corner to Elsie. Shot no good. And they're going to call a foul, I think, on Jesse Hill.
I believe you're correct. Her first foul, team second.
Sloan has it for the Hornets. Brings it across, carded by Clarkson. Back to Watson up top. She drives it in, stops up at the free throw line. Shot no good. Hill with the rebound. Hill to Kelsey. Kelsey with left side to Elsie. 9 seconds, and they're going to say she walked with it. 8.7 seconds left in the first period, and we're all tied at 10. So the Hornets going to have to go the full length of the court to convert this, which would be an easy thing to do. And they're going to call Sloan with carrying the ball.
After all, given complaining about Watson not being called for it, they call on Hub Sloan.
6.7 seconds.
Plenty of time for the Tigers to get a good shot here.
Elsie has it. Left side in the paint to Kelsey. Shot up off the glass is good. And that's where we're going to leave it. Time expires at the end of the first. Tigers lead it 12-10.
It will be Atlanta ball to start the second quarter. Tigers go into the second quarter leading 12-10. Voss to inbound for Atlanta. She tries to get into Watson as Watson's guarded very closely by Jesse Hill. Finally throws it over the head of Hill and into Watson's hand. Watson throws to Sloan now inside to Voss. Voss is fouled on a shot attempt off the left block. And they'll either get Kelsey or Clarkson. And it's going to go against Ashley Clarkson. That's her first foul, team third. And Atlanta has 14 fouls. It'll send Boss to the free throw line for two. First one's up off the front of the rim, falls out. She'll shoot a second. This one's up and rims out as well. The rebound goes to Jesse Hill. Hill up the right side, almost travels. They don't call it. She goes left wing over to Kelsey, now into the corner for Collip. Collip dribbles in to 12 feet. Yes. 14-10, Tigers lead it with 7:35 left second quarter. Watson takes the inbound pass and dribbles all the way down to the right wing. Throws left wing inside to Voss, and Voss's layup is good, and she's fouled on the play. That foul goes against Kelsey, and that'll be her first, but team fourth. All of a sudden, the Tigers are starting to add up a few fouls.
Yeah, and Voss is starting to light things up a little bit, too.
Not from the free throw line, as she misses another one.
I'm going to get Miller for the foul here. She was reaching, doing what she needed to do to be sideways when you're behind somebody, but she was doing a lot of pushing at the same time.
It's a lot easier to get things done when you're pushing people. Hill down the right side finds Elsie on the right wing, gets it inside to the right elbow to Clarkson. Clarkson throws it over the head of number 24, McLean, to Collip. Collip now left block for Kelsey over right elbow for Hill. Her shot falls out, and Kimberly Elsie and Chelsea Collip fight over the rebound, and it goes out of bounds off of Collip. That is poor communication there by the Tigers. Tiffany Watson has trouble getting across, so she gets a little help from Voss, and now she takes it across herself as Voss passes it back. She's fouled there by Haley Kelsey, and that'll be her second foul. Team fifth. Kelsey and Clarkson will take a seat in favor of Slavin and Scudder. Pass goes from Voss inside to Watson, and now Watson's pushed the second time. This one's on.
They're going to call it on Sloan, I think.
Oh, my. I didn't see her doing anything.
And that's six fouls on them as well.
And Atlanta wants to talk things over. They call a timeout with 6:59 left in the second quarter. Tigers lead at 14-12. Well, it hasn't been an overly impressive game so far. And it hasn't really seemed like there's been a whole lot of fouls the whole time, but really, they kind of come in little chunks at a time, and they've started to add up now.
Yeah,
Tigers with five, and Atlanta with six.
It seems like they've called several here just in the last few minutes. Hill has it up top, sends it over the left corner, back out to Hill. Hill back to the left corner. I guess that's Elsie out there into Slavin. Slavin back to, is that Elsie?
It is.
Her shot's no good, but Scudder with the rebound, the putback. And the Tigers convert another two. 16-12 now. Watson's going to take it right in the line. She likes to pull it up right there at the, pull it up right at the free throw line and shoots. Shot's no good, but Atlanta with the rebound. And they're going to call a foul, and the foul is going to be on Slavin. That's her first. Atlanta has a hard time getting it in and ends up being overthrown over everybody and goes out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers.
Though that's embarrassing, it would be even more embarrassing to stand there if Watson had done so and taken the 5-second call.
Hill has it up top to to Slavin, left elbow over the left side to Elzy, to Slavin, to Hill, and Voss comes up with a steal, and we're headed the other direction. She's able to convert the easy layup. Back to Elzy, 6:12 left in the half. Elzy brings it across, up top the key. To Hill on the right side, into Slavin. Bad pass by Slavin, and Watson comes up with it, and she's taking it all the way. Nope, she pulls it up, sends it back out to McLean. Back to Watson. Watson dribbles in the right elbow cross court to Sloan. Sloan this time, no good. Collip with the rebound, and we're headed back the other direction. Collip to Slavin. Slavin to Elzy. Elzy's going to square up for three. This is good.
If you leave Elzy much of a gap, she'll likely shove it down your throat. 19-14, Tigers lead with just under 5.5 minutes to play in the second quarter. Watson takes it down the heart of the lane. Slows out now left wing for Voss. Voss back to Watson to reset the offense. Watson throws to Voss down on the left block. Her shot's high off the glass and goes home. 19-16 with 5:05 left second quarter. Elzy slowly jogs across the timeline, gets it to Hill. Hill goes right baseline. Shot fades away and falls out of bounds. Last touch by Scudder on an attempted rebound. It'll go to Atlanta. Voss to throw in, gets it inside to Watson. Watson with a, she has a good crossover dribble. She pulls it there on Hill and now throws up ahead to Voss. Voss tries to swing a pass around to Likes, and it goes out of bounds as nobody could track that pass down. Another turnover. This one goes to Bashir. And Hill brings it up for the Tigers. Pass is poked out of bounds by Graham. It'll stay with Bashir. Kelly Kelsey bouncing out of Hill with 4:40 left second quarter. She gets a left wing for Elzy. Elzy back to Hill. Hill down to the right elbow and kicks it back out now to Elzy on the left wing. Elzy ball fake now to Hill again. Hill to Clarkson. Clarkson thought about the three. Now goes to Kelsey. Across over to Elzy. Elzy shot off the left block. Somehow goes home as she had to wrap around an Atlanta defender.
Yeah, that was like she faked her out completely.
Watson loses control of the ball on the way down, and it bounces between three or four players. Finally picked up by Voss, who travels. She goes to one knee. They don't call anything. And now Hill controls it. And finally, they're going to call a jump ball. Early on, they should have called the travel on Voss. She was dribbling with it. All of a sudden, went down to one knee, and they called nothing.
But possession does change. It comes back to the Tigers. Hill's going to bring it across the timeline to Clarkson over in the right wing. Gets it into Kelsey, and they're going to call a foul on Sloan for reaching in.
That foul finally put Bashir into the one-and-one situation, and the same will happen next time when Bashir fouls Atlanta.
Kelsey will be at the line. 3:55 left in the half. First shot is up and good. 22-16 now, Tigers with the advantage. Second shot is on its way, and it's good as well. Watson has it, guarded by Clarkson. Crossover dribble, gets it across the timeline, brings it up the left elbow, kicks over to Sloan. Left side, her favorite place to shoot from. Scudder comes up with the rebound. I wonder if she can shoot from any other place on the field. You think?
I don't know, but that's her favorite spot. She always lines up right there on the left side.
Elzy sends it in, and it's touched by Likes, goes out of bounds, but they're going to say it was off of Scudder, I believe. So the inbound is to Watson, over to Voss. Voss brings it across, sends it all the way over to Graham, then to Watson on the right side. And it goes out of bounds. It's going to come back to the Tigers.
Watson couldn't dribble around everybody on her team, but she threw it off the leg of Sloan. Hill has it for the Tigers, gets a left wing for Elzy. Elzy with a foot on the three-point line. The shot goes home. And it puts Bashir up 23-16 with 3:16 left in the second quarter. And if Atlanta isn't careful, the Tigers could begin a runaway. I think that's what the coach is telling them right now. You better stay in it right now or else it's over. Atlanta ball. Voss will throw into Watson, or it's more of a handoff as they were standing 2 feet apart. Watson loses the handle, picked up by Elzy on the right wing. Elzy's going to dribble around and wait for the rest of her team to regather down at their end. They find Scudder just inside the right elbow, and her shot goes home. 27-16, Tigers lead with 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Voss is having trouble getting the ball out, and she finally throws a half-hearted pass. It's picked up by Sloan and Elzy both. Jump ball. It'll stay with Atlanta. Voss throws into Watson now. Watson on the left side. Throws up ahead to Elzy. Wide open. She stood in front of Voss and waited for the pass. Now the Tigers turn it back over, and it goes up ahead to Sloan, who loses it out of bounds. Another turnover. This time it'll go back to the Tigers. It's a turnover-filled night. Kelsey inside to Hill. Hill takes it to the right side, now throws left for Elzy. Wide open for three. Elzy squares up, misses it. Rebounded by Kelsey. Underhand scoop pass to Ashley Clarkson. And Clarkson loses out of bounds. It'll go to Atlanta. 2:30 left, second quarter. Tigers lead by 11. And Atlanta has the ball. Watson being guarded closely by Hill. Pass up ahead to Voss. Now to Miller. And Voss was fouled on her pass by Elzy. It'll be 1-1 free throw opportunities now for Voss, I believe. Voss, I think, has shot all of Atlanta's free throws. Am I right, John?
I think you're right. She's an old southpaw.
But I think she's missed all but one of them, and she shot 5 or 6.
Maybe she'll redeem herself this time. Nope. She doesn't. Hill comes up with it. To Clarkson, back to Hill. Hill's going to bring it up across the timeline. Takes the top of the key over to Elzy. Elzy thinks about Scudder, but sends it over to Hill and top of the key anyway, over to Collip on the right side. Collip back to Elzy. Elsie's going to drive the baseline. That brings it back out to Collip. To Clarkson. Clarkson up top, nearly tripped. That gets it into Hill. Hill shot up off the glass and good.
I don't know which was more amazing on that part, the pass from Clarkson into Hill or Hill's shot that got around two defenders.
Sloan has it on the left side, puts it on the floor, nearly loses it. Puts it on the floor. Back to Watson way up top. Watson up top of the key, sends it to Sloan. Sloan wants to get it into Voss and does. Voss is going to drive the baseline. Sends it back out to Sloan. Sloan's going to shoot just inside the arc. No good. Scudder with the rebound. Up ahead to Collip. Collip brings it across. And she's going to get fouled, and the foul is going to be on Watson. She tries to take it up, then pulls it out at the last minute, and Watson tries to go for the ball and gets a little skin instead. 1:18 left in the half, 29-26 Tigers, 7 fouls apiece, and Collip will be at the line. Another southpaw drains it. Slavin in for Scudder, and somebody else checked in. Was it Kelsey?
Kelsey came back into the game.
Second shot is no good. Kelsey's height gets a rebound and puts it in. Smart move by putting Kelsey in there.
Right timing. Basketball is all about timing and luck, and I think the Tigers had both on that play.
Watson has it up top, sends it over to Sloan. Sloan puts it on the floor. Gets it into Voss, but doesn't. Comes up short. Kelsey gets with a hand on it. Voss kicks it out of bounds, so it'll come back to the Tigers. 58 seconds left in the half. Hill has it for the Tigers. Reckon they'll hold it for the last shot. Hill into Slavin. Slavin over to Collip. Collip drives the baseline. Her shot is no good. Atlanta with the rebound, and it is Graham takes it all the way for the easy basket. 32-18, 34 seconds left. Hill brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Elzy. Elsie out to Slavin. Slavin into Kelsey in the lane. Shot up off the glass is no good, but she's fouled in the process, I think, by Voss. Nope, 31's who they're going to call it on, which will be Watson.
Her second foul. Team ninth. One more put Tigers in the double bonus.
Fortunately for Atlanta, there's only 24 seconds left. But I guess that's still plenty of time to foul.
Oh, yes.
Kelsey hits the front end. 33-18 now. Second one is on its way, and it's in and out. Hill gets her hand on it, and they're going to call a jump ball, I think.
Yep. They go to the Tigers.
So they got 23 seconds to do something with it. Out to Elsie. Elsie into Kelsey. Kelsey's shot is no good, and Voss with the rebound. This time they're going to get Hill with a foul on Voss. 17.9 seconds.
That's Hill's second or third foul.
Second.
Just her second.
Of course, there's 17 seconds left. Plenty of time for another foul.
Stop thinking negatively, John.
All right, here goes the Southpaw Voss. This time, no good again. And Elsie with the rebound to Hill. 13 seconds. Hill brings it across the timeline. Brings it along. Shot up off the glass. No good. Miller with the rebound, but the official timeout. I think somebody lost contact, maybe, or
I think
it hit in the nose.
Hill went in for the layup and maybe elbowed Watson in the chest or something. She lost her breath there for a second.
6.5 seconds left. Watson has it. She must have got her breath back now. Brings it across the timeline. 3 seconds. Tries to shoot. And is that Haley Kelsey or Collip?
It was Kelsey that thoroughly rejected her on that shot.
They could have called it as a jump ball, but they just let time expire. So here we are at halftime of Homecoming 2007. 33-18, Tigers with the advantage. We'll be back in a few.
We're back for some second half action here at the 2007 Rushier Homecoming. Tigers are going to start the second half with a 33-18 point lead. And we're trying to decide whose ball it's going to be. It looks like it'll go the way of Atlanta. Atlanta yet to break the huddle. Finally gives off a little chant and walks out. And Voss will inbound to Watson to open up the second half. Watson has it top the key between the circles. Fakes a right pass, goes left to Sloan. Sloan, ball fake, tries to get around Elsie, can't do it. Now throws off to Voss, who almost loses it. Recovers before she goes out of bounds. Gets it back to Sloan from the left side. Got a three attempt. It's no good. Rebounded by Collip. Collip down the left side herself. Pulls up, gives it to Hill. Hill to the right elbow, kicks it out to Elsie for three. Oh, rims around, hits the backboard, falls out. Rebounded by Clarkson out to Collip. Collip from 10 feet, yes. 35-18, Tigers lead it with 7:20 left in the third quarter. Bad pass up to Voss, but she collects it. It goes into Likes, and Likes loses out of bounds, but I think it was tipped by Brashear. Maybe Kelsey was the one to get her hands on it. It'll stay with Atlanta. Watson to inbound. She throws inside to Voss. Voss misses a, what was it, a two-foot shot, John?
Something like that. Haley Kelsey tried to get the ball out of her hands, and they called her with a foul. That's three on her. Looked to me like she had it cleanly, but the ref didn't see it that way.
Ooh-hoo. Voss was the recipient of a kind roll on that shot.
But the one thing that is certain, Haley Kelsey's not going to be able to do any more of those, or she's going to be in deep foul trouble here pretty quick. She gets both of them in. 35-20 now. Hill brings it across the timeline, sends it over to Elsie at the corner, into Kelsey at the right block. Spin around, spin move up off the glass is good. Sloan has it up top. Sloan over the right side to
Graham.
Number 10, Graham converts. Nice looking little jump shot there. Elsie brings it back the other way. Elsie back to Hill. A little pick and roll move, but didn't materialize. Back up top to Collip. Collip picks up the dribble over to Elsie. She's going to take it along the baseline, sends it over to Collip on the right side. Collip's going to shoot in and out. And Elsie with the ball out to Collip. Collip to Hill on the right wing to Kelsey to Collip. Collip over to Elsie on the left side. Shot is up and no good. Clarkson with the rebound. And Clarkson shot up off the glass. No good. And they're going to call a jump ball. Man, you'd think after all those times that the Tigers could get something in. How many shots did they take?
About three or four, and two or three of those were inside 5 feet.
They get it in over to Elsie on the left side. Elsie sends it over to Collip, right wing, and to Clarkson, right blocks, and they're going to call a foul on Miller. That's her third. Clarkson will inbound it for the Tigers. Out to Elsie, the right wing. Tries to get it into Clarkson. And Miller gets her hands on it, but they're going to say it was poked out of bounds by Clarkson. Watson has it. Brings it up across the timeline in a hurry. Up ahead to Graham. Graham DeVos on the left side. Shot ahead from off the glass. Almost comes out, but decides to stay in. Elsie brings it across the timeline on the right side to Hill. On the right corner, Hill brings it out, sends it over to Elsie. Elsie squares up for three. Good.
Ooh.
Boy, she was a benefactor of a good bounce there.
Very nice roll for Elsie on that shot.
Voss has it. Gets it up to Sloan. Sloan squares up. Shot no good. Kelsey with the rebound. They're going to get it over the back on Miller.
That'll be her fourth, won't it?
Yep. Slavin and Scudder coming in. Collip, Clarkson come out. 5:26, 40-24. Tigers with the advantage.
Kelsey throws in to Hill. Hill down the right side for the Tigers. Now dribbles left. Has it left wing. Tries to get inside the Scudder. Will settle for Slavin on the left elbow. And Slavin's pass into Scudder is a bit high. Goes out of bounds. It'll be a turnover going to Atlanta. 5:15 remaining in the third quarter. Tigers lead it 40-24. Watson up the right side. Throws inside to Voss, who has it hit her feet. Then busts up and hit her in the nose. And finally picked up by Kelsey up ahead to Elsie on the right wing. Elsie down to Hill. Hill back to Elsie on the right side. Down to Hill, cross over to Kelsey just inside the arc on the left wing. Shot is short. Rebounded there by Voss, who hands off to Watson. Watson pestered by Elsie, who falls down. And Watson's able to take it all the way up to about 6 feet out inside the lane. And she gets her shot to fall. It's 40-26 now with 4:32 left third quarter. Tigers goes right wing for Elsie, and Elsie buries another three. 43-26 now. Watson with a patented crossover dribble, pull up for three. Yes! Nothing but net. That was a great shot by Watson. She faked the defense out and put it up herself for 3 points. Hill has it now atop the key. Goes left wing for Kelsey. Kelsey ball fake. Back to Hill. Hill now inside to Slavin. Nice catch before the turnover. And Slavin's pass is a little short to Scudder this time. Picked off by Watson. Watson down the right side. Over to Graham. And it's poked out of bounds by Hill. It'll stay with Atlanta. Voss throws into Watson. She's going to launch another three. Another one's good. Tigers better stay a little tighter on Watson as she's starting to heat up. 43-32. Tigers lead with 3:42 left in the third quarter. Kelsey tries to take it into the lane. She kicks it now out to Clarkson, who almost loses it. Finally just picks it up and gives it to Kelsey. Now to Collip, who dribbles left side of the lane, throws up a shot from the left block, and it's no good. Finally, she pokes it out of bounds, and it'll go to Atlanta with 3:30 left in the third quarter.
Ross inbounds it to Watson. Watson brings it the other way. Well, I think Tyler, they'll play her a little closer this time?
Well, she's going to pass off before the Tigers even have a chance to guard her.
Miller has on the left side. Shot no good. Collip ends up with it, and it loses it out of bounds, so it'll stay with Atlanta. Ross is going to inbound it for Atlanta. Ross to Watson. Sends it back out to Voss, and she's wide open, and she's able to convert.
That was a good pick-and-roll action there for Atlanta.
Yep. Collip has it on the left side. Out to Scudder, top of the key. To Clarkson, the right elbow, shot a little short. Miller comes up with it, heads it up to Voss. Voss brings it across the timeline.
They could have called her for a double dribble on that play.
Yep, to Sloan. Sloan's shot's no good. Kelsey comes up with it to Elzy. Elzy to Collip. Collip to Scudder. To Kelsey. Over to Elzy's shot just inside the arc. Comes up a little short. Scudder comes up with the rebound, puts it on the floor, and they're going to call a jump ball. It'll go back to Atlanta. Bashir's got timeout on the floor. So, with 2:32 left in the third, Tigers lead at 43-34.
Atlanta was confused, as was Bashir, on whose ball it was. Bashir was ready to take it down, and Atlanta was going to settle to play defense, and the officials told Atlanta that it was their ball.
That would have been all right. It just didn't work.
Watson dribbles down the right side, has it poked away by Kelsey, but regathers. Now goes left wing for Sloan. Her shot's short. She gets her own rebound at the free throw line. She'll put up another one, and this one goes home. 43-36. Tigers' lead is down to 7. 2:10 left, third quarter. Elzy jogs it up the right side, throws into the right elbow for Hill. Hill with the ball fake, now dribbles right block, back out to Elzy. Elzy takes it left wing for Collip. Collip goes left baseline, now throws out to Kelsey on the left elbow. Gets it to Hill, working on the right block. And she's fouled on the shot attempt. Who are they going to get here? Watson.
Yep.
Is that her third?
I believe so.
And
It looks to me like they've got Graham glued to Elzy.
I would guess that Graham would be their best defender in that case. Hill's free throw is no good. She'll shoot a second.
Likes checks in for Miller.
This one's good by Hill. It's 44-36 with 1:52 left third quarter. Right wing over to Watson. Watson pulls up for three. This one is short. Rebounded there by Collip. Collip wheels around and hands off to Kelsey, now up ahead to Hill. Hill down the left side gets it to Collip. Collip now left elbow for Kelsey, back to Collip. Collip inside to Hill off the left block. Her shot's a little short. She fights for the rebound, but it squirts out to Watson. Watson, it's a one-on-three break. She'd be wise to pull it out, but instead she goes to Voss. And Voss is on the left block, awaiting the pass. She gets the shot to go, and the foul. 38-44 with a chance to increase it by one for Voss, with 1:22 remaining in the third quarter. Voss has struggled from the line this evening, so we'll see if she can hit one here or that. It's up and it's short, rebounded there by Kelsey. Kelsey content to dribble it up herself. Now hands to Hill on the left block. from the left elbow. Hill's shot is no good. And it goes out of bounds. Last touch by Atlanta. I think it was Voss that kicked it out. Elsie inside the Kelsey. She wanted the three. Now right wing for Elsie. Back to Kelsey inside the Scudder. Scudder power move off the block. No good. Rebounded there by Clarkson. Her shot's good and the foul.
And that's going to be on Voss. And is that going to be her fourth? No.
Just her second.
Nope, it's the third. 54 seconds left in the third. Atlanta with the rebound. Watson brings it across into the lane, pulls up, and shot is up and good. She's got a pretty good little mid-range jump shot.
If she can create a little space for her own shot, she's going to get it to go most of the time.
Well, Graham is just right on Elsie. Get it over to Hill. Ball is nearly stolen. Kick it out to Haley Kelsey. She dribbles into the lane. Shot up off the glass is good. Boy, that was kind of a scoop thing.
I didn't think she was going to have enough mustard to get it up over the rim.
20 seconds left. Watson has it up top. Sends it over to number 10 on the right side. Graham shot no good. And Scudder with the rebound. As she's falling down, gives it to Elsie. Elsie brings it across. Guarded by Graham to Hill on the baseline. To Haley Kelsey, the free throw line. Shot up off the glass is good, but 3 seconds. Voss, time expires. Atlanta didn't even try to get the shot all the way, but I guess they just thought they didn't have quite enough time. But in any event, at the end of three, Tigers lead it by a dime, 50-40.
Well, John, what do you anticipate the rest of the fourth quarter now?
Well, if the Tigers keep playing flat, kind of like they have this third period, they're going to fool around and let Atlanta get back in this thing. But if they kind of play some good ball control, I think they ought to be able to put this thing away. How about you?
I smell a lot of clock burning by the Tigers. Just kind of run out the clock and hope to ice the victory. Once again, it's Atlanta's ball to start the quarter. Ball entered into Watson. Watson throws right wing for Sloan this time. Or Graham, excuse me. Graham shot short, rebounded by Scudder. Scudder to Elsie. Elsie takes it down the right side. Pulls up, now throws to Clarkson. Clarkson inside to Hill. Hill on the right elbow, now throws back to Clarkson. Goes right baseline, yes. Dribbled inside the lane, got it to go without using the glass. 7:30 left, fourth quarter. Tigers lead at 52-40. Left wing over to Sloan. Her three is nothing but net, but it's short of the rim. Rebounded there by Graham. Back out to Sloan this time. Her three is an exact duplicate of the first time. Rebounded by Likes. Likes finds Watson, works it back into Voss. Watson now has it again at the top of the key. She'll reset the offense for Atlanta. Left wing over for Sloan, and she's not going to heave up a three. And Atlanta's going to call a timeout with 7:02 remaining in the fourth quarter. Tigers on top, 52-40.
Got McLean checking in for Graham. You think McLean will be on Elsie like Graham was?
We'll find out. Watson to inbound. She looks, throws inside now to Voss, back to Watson. Watson guarded closely by Elsie, and it's a bad pass that goes out of bounds last touch by Hill, although it looked to me like Atlanta was also in the mix for touching that last. Benefit goes to Atlanta, though, and they maintain possession. Watson with it on the right side, throws back top to key for Sloan. Sloan drives to the left side, her favorite side, and is picked off by Elvin. Attempted pass inside the McLean was picked off by Elvin, and she takes it down the right side. She gives it off to Clarkson. Clarkson on the right baseline, throws it out of bounds off of Voss. Elsie will inbound with 6:27 left in the fourth quarter. She throws into Kelsey. Kelsey shot off the glass is no good. Rebounded there by Voss, and Scudder was over the back.
Yep. See, that went a mile away, couldn't you? They get it into Watson. Watson brings it up. Tigers all fall back. 6:20 left in the game. Watson squares up. She was covered. No shot, no good. Up ahead to Hill. Hill, nice little ball fake. Takes up the shot off the blocks. No good. And they're going to call. Is it going to be Clarkson or Scudder?
Could be either. They're going to get Scudder.
That's going to be three on her. Watson's going to bring it back up. 6:06 left in the game. Watson has it up top of the key, and she's going to try it again. Shot's no good. Elsie, and they're going to get Miller, and that's going to be five on her, I believe.
She's done.
Likes checking in the game. And Graham checks in as well. McLean coming out. Looks to me like Graham's right there. She's ready to go step for step with Elsie.
Elsie gives it to Hill, top the key. Hill, ball fakes, goes to the right side. Now throws back to Kelsey. Kelsey lob pass in the Scudder off the fingertips. Rolls out of bounds, and it's last touched by Christina Scudder. It'll go over to Atlanta. 5:39 left fourth quarter. Tigers still lead it 52-40. Watson across the timeline. Goes left wing over to Sloan. Sloan heaves one into Voss. It was a bad pass picked off there by Kelsey. Kelsey dribbles around the defense and throws up the head to Collip. Collip pulls up from 12 feet. Now throws out to Kelsey again. Kelsey tries to get it inside. Throws it down to Collip again on the left baseline. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Elsie. Put up. Her shot's no good. Rebounded by Scudder. Put up. It's no good. She gets another rebound. And it's called a jump ball as her and Sloan were tied up with it. It'll stay with Brashear.
She had three chances. Don't give any more than that. Get it out to Kelsey. Over to Collip up top to Elsie on the left side. Nice little ball fake move there. And they're going to get another jump ball, and that was caused by Watson.
Watson did a good job to keep her hands on it. It was being ripped away. Voss throws into Watson with under five to play now. She goes left wing over Sloan, who had the open three but decided not to take it this time. Tries to get it inside to Voss. It's poked away by Collett, picked up by Hill. Hill down the right side of the court, up ahead to Elsie. Elsie in the right corner, passes inside to Scudder. Scudder bobbles, picked up by Voss. Voss down the left side. She pulls up, and it's blocked by Kelsey and collected by Collip. Collip now down the left side for the Tigers, up ahead to Elsie in the left corner, now inside to Scudder. Scudder, nice pass over to Kelsey. Kelsey's shot is no good off the right block, but she was fouled and will shoot a pair of free throws with 4:26 left in the fourth quarter.
And that foul is going to be on Sloan, and it is her third. Six fouls now on Atlanta. Kelsey's shot is up and good.
Very kind roll there for Kelsey.
Clarkson checking in for Scudder. 53-40 now, Tigers. Kelsey's second shot. Nothing but net on this one. It was a definite shot. Voss into Watson. Watson brings it up. Guarded by Hill. around to Voss. Goes out of bounds. It's going to be off of the Tigers, so it'll stay with Atlanta.
Talk did a good job of getting her hand in there and ripping the ball free, but couldn't keep a hold of it before it went out of bounds.
They get it in, but unfortunately right in the hands of Elsie. Elsie sends it up to Collip. Collip shot up the glass is no good, but she's going to be fouled by Sloan. That's going to be four on Sloan. Timeout by Atlanta. So with 4 minutes, 9 seconds left in the game, Tigers lead it 54-40. And they'll have Chelsea call up at the line to shoot a couple.
Set to shoot two free throws. She dribbles and launches the first. It's nothing but net. 55-40 is the score with 4:09 now in the fourth quarter. Her second one is on the way, and it falls out. Rebounded there by Voss. Up ahead to Sloan. It's picked off there by Elsie inside to Kelsey. Kelsey shot off the glass is good. 57-40 with 4 minutes left now, fourth quarter.
That was a really nice move feeding that over to Kelsey on the right side. Sloan shot in and out. Kelsey with a rebound hands it back to Elsie. Elsie up ahead to Clarkson over to Hill, except it didn't go to Hill. It ended up in Likes' hand. And Watson's going to bring it back the other way. Sends it over to Graham. Partially blocked. Ends up with in Collip's hand momentarily, but then it goes out of bounds, and I think they're going to say it was off of Collip, so it'll be Atlanta's ball.
It looked to me like Voss was the one to knee it out of bounds, but they're going to say it was off of Collip instead. Voss throws into Collip, throws into Watson, back to Voss. Her shot off the glass is no good. Rebounded by Clarkson, up ahead to Elsie. Elsie down the right side, throws into Hill on the right elbow. Hill takes it all the way into the lane. Pulls up at 2 feet. Shot off the glass is good. That was a great play by Hill to get into the lane, open for the shot. 3:10 left fourth quarter as Watson pulls up at the free throw line. Her shots are good. Rebounded there by Voss. Throws that to McClain. McClain now gets the top of the key for Watson, who dribbles around to the right side around a screen there by Graham. And Watson is going to try to get it inside the Likes, and it's poked out of bounds there by Collip. It'll stay with Atlanta with exactly 3 minutes to play in the fourth quarter. Ball's inbounded into Voss, thrown over to McClain. McClain nearly travels with it, now throws out to Watson. Watson fakes going inside, throws over to Graham just inside the arc on the right side. Her shot was halfway down and ripped back out, picked up there by Elsie up ahead to Hill. Hill almost travels with it and throws to Clarkson now. Clarkson over the head of Slavin to Collip in the left corner. Collip throws to Clarkson, now to Hill, back to Collip. Collip shot from 15, balls. It's 61-40 with 2:28 left in the fourth quarter. Tigers lead it.
I think Collip knew that ball was going to go in the moment she released it from her hands, because she was halfway to the other basket by the time it was going in.
That shows much confidence or fright, maybe. I don't know.
Might have to have a little played with it before, I think, with the Renaissance Field.
It'll be Atlanta ball. They'll have to take it the length of the court. Although I think we'll have enough time to do so with 2 minutes and 28 seconds remaining in the game.
One would hope.
And they have plenty of time as they clear it across the timeline. Watson has it on the right wing, throws into Likes, and it goes right through her hands, picked up by Clarkson, but Likes also gets her hands on it to cause the jump ball. But it'll go back to the Tigers as possession arrow favors them. Elsie with it now on the left side. Throws to Hill. Hill takes it inside off the right side of the layup. It's good. Right side of the glass, I guess I should say, for the layup. And Watson dribbles down and is held there by either Collip or Hill. Who they get? It was on Hill, her third. Team fifth. Atlanta has 17 fouls, and we're under 2 minutes to play now. Watson throws into Voss, out to McLean. McLean's shot rims around and falls out, rebounded there by Collip. Collip pulls up just before the timeline and throws up ahead into the left corner for Hill. Hill dribbles out to the top of the key. Now throws back to Collip, left baseline, wide open from 12 feet, splashes another one home, 65-40, 1:35 left fourth quarter.
I think Collip's starting to get hot from that corner position.
Watson from the right elbow, her shot is, or I guess it's a pass, it's deflected, and fought around for by Voss and Elsie. It'll be a jump ball, staying with Atlanta.
1:27 left in the game, Tigers lead it by 15, 65-40. Kelsey back in the game. Sloan has it up on the left wing, her favorite position to shoot from. Gets it into Voss. Voss kicks it back out the left corner, back out to Sloan. Sloan's shot this time comes up short. And it ends up in the hands of McLean. Clarkson just said it was a gift for Clarkson. So she gets her hands on it, but they're going to call a jump ball. So, but it'll come back to the Tigers and send it over to Kelsey at the right wing. Kelsey tries to get it into Slavin, but then sends it back to Hill over to Kelsey again. Back to Slavin. Slavin dribbles it out. Tried to do a little pick and roll. Gets it into Hill. The right blocks. Back out to Kelsey, right wing. Into Slavin, the right blocks. And they're going to call a foul on Slavin. She was trying to back her into the lane. A little bit too aggressive, I think, on that.
She definitely got her cleared, though.
44 seconds left in the game. Watson has it. Dribbles it into the lane. She's bound and determined she's going to shoot. But she was well covered, and the shot didn't go in. 36 seconds left. Graham set the check back in. Comes in for Watson, 36.2 seconds, 65-40. Inbounds from Scudder to Hill. Hill brings it across the timeline, over to Clarkson, back to Slavin. Slavin was determined to shoot. Shot comes up short. I think she may have been fouled, but they didn't call it. Voss has it. She's going to take it. Dribbles off her foot, but Sloan comes up the rebound back to Voss. And Voss took a few too many steps out there.
Two or three, I think.
19 seconds now. Hill has it for the Tigers. Brings it across the timeline. Sends it to the corner to Clarkson. Out to Slavin. Slavin's shot is up. No good. Scudder has it. Her shot is up and good. 6.4 seconds. 4-3. Sloan launches one. No good. And time expires. And that's a ball game, folks. So for the girls' homecoming part, they win it 67-40.
We'll join you in about 10 minutes for the boys part of the homecoming 2007 edition.
Yes.
If you're wondering what all that cheering about is, we've got the homecoming coronation. They've just announced the 7th grade Princeton's princess, Nick Thomas and Sierra Hines. Eighth grade, Jay Scudder and Amanda Horton. John Hicks and Danielle Hoskins are the freshman Prince and Princess candidates. Kids all look nice, all dressed up. And now we're off to the King and Queen. Tyler Blake. Kayla Hedinger and Tyler Blake are the seniors. Tyler Horton and Jesse Hill are the juniors. But not least, the sophomores, Courtney Clarkson and Hunter Higgins. Prince and Princess are Nick Thomas and Sierra Hines. Tyler Blake. Kayla Hedinger, our King and Queen. So with that, now the clock is moving. We'll be back in about 10 minutes for the boys' game between Brashear Tigers and Atlanta Hornets. Stay tuned.
the second half of the 2000 Brashear homecoming is just about ready to start. They're finishing up the opening announcements. And starting for the Atlanta Hornets, number 10, the junior, Cody Miller. Junior, number 12, Javon West. Senior, number 21, Josie Garnett. Senior, number 22, Justin Miller. And senior, number 33, Skyler Wilhelm. And for the Tigers, starting off is freshman, number 31, Matt Thomas. Sophomore, number 41, Ryan Thurbig. Sophomore, number 33, Kylie Watson. Junior, number 35, Jacob Shipman. And junior, number 45, Kale Watson. It's not going to be the big guy, Wilhelm, jumping off. Instead, they're going to send out Javon West.
Boy, that Wilhelm is a man among boys out there, isn't he?
You are right. Watson against West. Watson wins it easily. Tips it out to his brother, Kylie Watson. And it's pulled in now by Matt Thomas. Left wing for Kale Watson. Watson tries to get it down to Shipman. It's picked off and poked away by Cody Miller. But Kale Watson recovers just before it goes out of bounds. Now into the left corner for Jacob Shipman. Ball fake gets around Miller. Over to the left elbow, over to Matt Thomas, who dribbles into the lane from the right side. His shot's no good, and they're going to get Jacob Shipman with an over-the-back call early. You can see the expression on his face said it all.
See how high Matt Thomas had to go to get that shot over Wilhelm.
Garnett down the right side, throws to the right wing inside to Wilhelm now. Wilhelm's shot is terribly off, rebounded by Jacob Shipman. Shipman takes it inside and loses it. Picked up by Kelly Watson at the free throw line. Shot is no good. Now picked up by Kale Watson on the left side. Watson dribbles out to the left wing. Wants to go cross court. Settles for the pass to Jacob Shipman over to Matt Thomas now inside to Furtig. Furtig squares up and gets it to go. He kind of faked out Wilhelm. Acted like he'd lost the ball. Wilhelm bent down, and that's when Furtig exploded up for the shot. 2-0 with 6:55 left. First quarter action. Deep three by Garnett's no good. Rebounded by Kylie Watson. Now to Kale Watson down the right side. Watson to Shipman in the right corner. Back to Kale Watson for the layup. Shot's no good. Rebounded there by Miller. Miller up ahead to Garnett. Garnett's going to go for the left-handed layup. Pulls up. Yes. Two all. 6:35 left first quarter. Matt Thomas loses the dribble. Nice save into Garnett for another score. This time from the right side. Kale Watson down the right side. Ball over to Kylie Watson. Back to Kale Watson down the left side. Fadeaway shot is no good. Rebounded there and pushed ahead by Justin Miller.
My God, looks like he ran into a brick wall.
He gets it up ahead to West. West throws inside to Wilhelm. Wilhelm back out to Miller. Justin Miller for three. Splash! 7-2. Tigers trail by five with 6 minutes left. First quarter action. Kale Watson loses the handle up ahead to Garnett. Garnett's going to have another little shot off a block. Good. That's three shots off the block for Garnett, and they were all uncontested by Brashear. And the Tigers find themselves down by seven. It's 9-2 with 5:50 left, first quarter. Well, John, what do the Tigers need to do to right the ship?
Well, they need to quit with those little easy turnovers right there before they get across the half-court line. That's just killing them.
Yeah, they've had, what, two or three of those?
Three, I believe.
Those are hard on your offensive production when you can't even get it across the timeline.
And I really think it's just lack of concentration as much as anything. It's not like they've been, you know, terrible ball handling or anything of that sort.
Furtig up ahead to Matt Thomas, who nearly loses it. Gives the right wing to Jacob Shipman. Shipman into the right elbow. Back out to Kale Watson. Now to Matt Thomas on the left sideline. Gets it to go. Ooh, boy. he had to kind of jump in the air and wait for Wilhelm to clear out of the way before he shot it off. But he got it to fall, and the Tigers close the gap to 5. It's 4-9 with 5:30 left. Garnett goes inside, misses the shot, gets the rebound. Yes, Garnett is going to be hard to stop for the Tigers. He is Atlanta's go-to guy. And Brashear gets it in to Kale Watson, who misses a chip shot. He was off balance when he tried to shoot. He couldn't get it to go. Left wing now for Garnett. Garnett misses a shot, but he is fouled on a three-pointer. And he'll shoot some free throws. Three of them, to be exact. Tigers can't afford to foul him if he's going to miss. But he shoots bad enough.
Well, the only thing that could have been worse about that was it been if he'd hit it.
If he'd made it. First shot's good. And the thing was, it wasn't even close. He was way off with the shot. Second one's no good.
Thankfully, Wilhelm checks out.
Garnett's second shot rims out as well, and I think they're going to get number 22, Justin Miller, over the back of Shipman. Yeah, that's what they call first team foul on Atlanta. Second, or the Tigers have two.
Watson up to Furtig, up ahead to Kylie Watson. To Thomas, runs the baseline, shot up off the glass, no good. Shipman with the rebound, the putback's no good, but he's fouled by Javon West. So Shipman will go to the line. 4:53 left in the first. Tigers really falling behind, 12-4. Shipman's first is up, and just tickles the twine as it goes in. Second shot is on its way, and it's no good. Kale Watson with the rebound, and he has the ball stripped, but gets it back, sends it out to Matt Thomas. Thomas to Kale Watson. Into Kylie Watson at the left block, kicks it back out to Ryan Furtick. Furtick takes it in the lane, shot no good. And Hornets have it, and they're going the other way in a hurry. Shot by... Shot's no good. Tigers end up with it. Kale Watson comes up, and he walks with it.
Unforced errors for the Tigers. Very costly.
Yep. That was Garnett that was shooting that was down there that didn't go. Wilhelm's coming back in, unfortunately.
That's bad news for the Tigers.
To West. West sends it all the way up over to Thrasher on the left side. Shot no good. And Tigers ended up with it. Furtig takes it in himself. Shot's no good. Javon West comes up with a rebound and loses it out of bounds. But it's knocked out by Furtig. So it'll stay with Atlanta. Wilhelm to West.
You know, Wilhelm's a pretty fast fellow for a big guy.
Yep.
He can really motor down the court.
They get it into West, or Wilhelm with the right block. Shot's no good. You know, his turnaround shot is not his forte, really.
No, it doesn't look very good at all.
Hazen has it. Up top to Shipman. Shot for three. No good. Furtig with the rebound on the right side. Turnaround move. Shot no good. And Miller with the rebound. Miller over to West. West will bring it across on the far side. Squares up for three. Shot. Wow.
Ooh.
Boy, that was a... 3-point shot with authority.
It was deep, too.
Almost a NBA shot. Thomas has it. Sends it over to the left side to Shipman. Shipman takes it in the lane, and they're calling a spot foul, and it's going to be on. Is it on
Justin
Miller?
Justin Miller, I believe. No, they're going to get Skyler Wilhelm.
That's his first.
And he immediately comes out of the game. I think they kind of try to keep him well-rested.
They get it in, but Javon West comes up with the ball, and he's going to take it the other way for Atlanta. Turn around, move along the right side of the lane, gets it in to Miller. But Furtick with the steal. Boy, almost threw over the back. Gets it back to Hayes and to Thomas. Thomas takes it in the lane, and he's going to be fouled by number 10, Cody Miller.
Boy,
well, they're calling on 31.
They're calling it a charge on Thomas. He hit the deck hard, and he's kind of limping. He holding his lower back on the play.
Ryan Furtick, I think, gets a foot on an inbound, so they send it back out again.
And he does the same the second time.
Except it's with a different appendage. But it'll stay with Atlanta. And they're going to get it in to Garnett. Garnett is going to be fouled by Furtick. Garnett was so quick, it faked even Furtick out, and Furtick ended up just about falling on top of Garnett. 2:53 left in the first, 15-5, Atlanta with the advantage. Thomas checking in. Garnett will inbound it. Garnett sends it all the way out, and Kylie Watson gets his hand on it, but it'll stay with Atlanta. West will inbound it. West to Garnett. Garnett takes it in the lane, kicks it over to Bogart. Bogart's shot's no good. And Miller with the rebound. And what are they going to call?
Travel.
Travel? All right. Kylie Watson will inbound it to Hazen. 2:54. Hazen brings it across the timeline. Sends it over to Kale Watson. Sends it in to Pate. But Miller is too quick for him. Comes up with a steal. Got it over to 22, which is Justin Miller. His shot's good for three from the left wing. 18-5 now, Atlanta. Justin Hazen nearly has the ball stolen from him, as does Thomas. Kylie Watson to Thomas. Thomas has the ball stripped from him as he drives it into the lane.
Atlanta is a very pesky defense. They seem to be all over the place.
They're pesky and they're quick.
And now they're sending them somebody that takes up a lot of space.
You wouldn't mean Wilhelm, wouldn't you?
Yes, I do mean Wilhelm. Boy, he's a wide body. They inbound to Matt Thomas into Jacob Shipman. Shipman right into Wilhelm's still laughing about Shipman running into him, and Shipman just bounced off of him. But they called the foul on Wilhelm. I thought it was going to be a charge.
Wilhelm didn't move very much, did he?
He didn't give an inch, and now he comes out of the game after that little play. Oh, my. Ball inbounded again to Shipman. Shipman's shot off the glass is no good. Rebound by Justin Miller up ahead to Garnett. Garnett down the left side. Takes it back into the right side of the lane, and he travels. He looked like he lost his footing on the play. I thought he twisted his ankle maybe, but he got up without limping, and they called the travel on him before he had passed. Kyle Watson throws into Hazen now for the Tigers with 2 minutes left in the first quarter. Tigers trail 18-5. They get it into Watson on the right elbow. His shot's no good. Picked up by Hazen. Now back to Kyle Watson. Watson from the right block this time. Off the glass, no good. Rebounded now by West of Atlanta. He flips to Garnett, and we're going the other way. Garnett across the timeline. Not in much of a hurry. He walks it up. Now puts a juke on, goes left wing for Thrasher. Thrasher back to Garnett. Garnett down the right side, loses control, picks it back up. Fadeaway shot's good. I don't know how he got that shot off falling down.
And he fell down at the same time.
20-5 the score. Tigers down by 15 with 1:15 left in the first quarter. Thomas on the right side. Dribbles in, throws now to Watson, top the key. Watson inside, his passes. Knocked away by Miller, but Miller knocks down Garnett, and the only player left for Atlanta to go for it was Justin Miller, who slid in. Matt Thomas came diving in at the same time. He flipped it over his back to Kale Watson. But unfortunately for the Tigers, Watson was standing on the other side of the timeline. It's over and back. It'll be a turnover going to Atlanta. Justin Miller to throw in. Finds Garnett, who almost fell down on the play. Garnett holds with 1 minute exactly remaining in the first quarter. He goes ball fake left then right. Now tries to split the defense. Can't do it. Throws out to Thrasher. Back to Garnett. Garnett down the left side. Pulls up from 12. Shot off the glass. Good. 22-5 with 45 seconds left in the first quarter. Hazen across the timeline on the left side. Pulls up for three. Yes! Hazen buries it. 8-22 now with 32 left in the first quarter. Garnett appears to be a little winded, so he'll walk it up again. He pulls up and throws to West inside to Bogart, who misses the layup. And on the rebound, there's going to be a push on number 23. Is that what he called on Atlanta? 22, that's on West, or excuse me, Miller of Atlanta. That's his second team fifth. Tigers have it for the last 15 seconds. They go left wing for Cale Watson. Watson back out to Hazen on the right wing. He's going to pull up for three. Yes! Hazen's on fire! 11-22, and Garnett's going to take it up for the last shot. He goes right wing to West. West shot's no good. Board pulled down by Hazen as the buzzer rings to end the first quarter. Tigers are going to go into the second quarter, trailing by 11. It's 11-22. And no surprise to anybody in the broadcasting booth, it'll be Atlanta ball to start the quarter. They throw into Garnett. And Garnett closely covered by Cale Watson. He finds Justin Miller now on the left side. And Skyler Wilhelm handles deep outside the arc. Throws into Cody West, or Cody Miller. His shot's no good. Rebound pulled down by Shipman. Shipman back to Cale Watson on the left side. Throws into Matt Thomas. Matt Thomas's layup driving in to the left block is good. 7:30 left in the second quarter. It's 13-22. Tigers now only down by 9. Ball thrown into Wilhelm on the left elbow. Back out to Miller. Miller ball fake gets around Tyler Watson. The pass is picked off by Hazen. Hazen across to the left side over to Matt Thomas. Now into the corner for Cale Watson. An extended block for Jacob Shipman. His pass is picked off by West. West takes a length of the court, blocked by Cale Watson. Watson did a great job to get up and block West's shot as he had planned on scoring an easy basket. Watson now left wing for Matt Thomas inside to Justin Hazen. Left wing for Shipman. Shipman travels as he tries to drive in for the layup. Oh, and he can't believe it. I can see it on his face.
Can't imagine that.
Shipman comes out. Cody Miller throws into a wide open Kyle Watson of Brashear.
And Miller had his foot on the ball. I'm not sure if he was trying to kick it or stand on it.
It'll be a kick ball, goes back to Brashear. Right wing for Justin Hazen, who's hot from the 3-point line, but instead he dribbles into the lane from 8 feet and gets this one to go as well. It's 15-22. Tigers only down by 7 with 6:35 left second quarter. Right wing for West. West is going to pull up for three. Shot is no good. On the rebound, it's Ryan Fertig. Fertig loses it out of bounds. It'll go back to Atlanta. He tried to move a little faster than he thought he could. Ball inbounded into West. West, left wing for Justin Miller. Miller across to West again on the right wing. Now inside to wide open Cody Miller. Botches the layup. And it's rebounded by Ryan Fertig and Cody Miller both. Jump ball goes Tiger way. Ball thrown into Cale Watson. Now to Justin Hazen. Back to Watson on the left side. He's going to pull up for three. Shot off the front of the iron. No good. It's poked away and finally picked up there by West. Now to Garnett with 6 minutes left, second quarter. He throws up ahead to Justin Miller for three. Yes! Splashes it home. 25-15. Back to a 10-point lead for Atlanta. Ball goes into Kylie Watson's spin move. Decides not to shoot. Gives to Justin Hayes. Now left wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas has it poked away by Garnett. But it goes out of bounds. We'll stay with the Tigers. Watson having trouble getting it in. Finally, he throws it off the foot of West. We'll stay with Bashir. Watson inside to Kale Watson. It's touched out of bounds by West as he was trying to save it back into Wilhelm. Jacob Shipman in for Kylie Watson. Shipman throws into Hazen. Hazen dribbles around and has his pass intended for Thomas, picked off there by Thrasher, and Thrasher immediately turns it over on the other end. It'll go back to Bashir. Ferdig into Hazen. Hazen across the timeline. Fakes right, goes left to Thomas. Thomas, ball fake, now throws out to Watson, and Watson collects in the backcourt as it was tipped away by Thrasher. Watson back to Thomas. Thomas pulls up just inside the arc. Air balls. A rebound there by Justin Miller. I wouldn't advise shooting any more of those. Miller ahead to Garnett. Garnett kicks it out to Thrasher for three. Shot is off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by but he gets the board and the putback. It's 27-15. Left wing for Cale Watson. Dribbles into the left baseline. His shot is no good. And it's picked up by Matt Thomas, whose shot is good. 4:50 left. It's 17-27. Garnett is absolutely flying down the court. He pulls up and throws out to Justin Miller for three. His shot's no good. Rebounded there by Cale Watson. Up ahead to Justin Hazen on the right side. Hazen's pass intended for Jacob Shipman is tipped out of bounds by Thrasher.
Garnett a little slow getting up there.
I noticed he laid in the lane for quite a while.
Wonder he didn't have somebody step on him. A lot of action going on around him.
I bet he's glad Wilhelm wasn't in there to step on him.
Shipman to Watson, back to Shipman, back to Watson, to Hazen up top. Hazen over to Cale Watson on the right wing, back out to Ferdig up top, over to Hazen on the left side, no good. Ferdig with the rebound, though, around to Cale Watson on the right wing. To Hazen up top in the lane to Shipman. Shipman kicks it out to Ferdig on the left wing, shot up, no good. Way off the mark. And Miller, Justin Miller, with it, hands it off to Garnett. Garnett brings it across the timeline, kind of takes some time. Must be feeling better. He doesn't show any ill effects. John West has it. Tries to go in the lane. They're going to call a foul on Ferdig. Thomas checking back in for Ferdig. 27-17 now. Five team fouls apiece. That's the third on Ferdig. So he'll be sitting down the rest of the half. They send it all the way out to West. West has it up top, 3:58 left in the half. West to Justin Miller, back to West. He squares up for three, shot's good.
That was a pretty stroke there by West.
He has a pretty stroke, too. I mean, he's been like that for now for several years. Thomas around to Hazen. Hazen back to Cale Watson, up Thomas on the right wing. Back to Cale Watson, back to Hazen. To Shipman, shot up off the glass, no good. Kylie Watson comes up the rebound on the right side. His shot is good. Finally, the Tigers able to get a little offense. Garnett has it. Sends it to West. In the paint to Miller. Miller's up off the glass is no good. And Kylie Watson with the rebound. They're going to call a foul on Justin Miller. And that's his third, so he'll likely sit down for the rest of the half as well. .308 left. Watson into Hazen. Hazen brings it across. Sends it over to Cale Watson, left wing. Watson back out to Thomas, over to Hazen on the right wing. Hazen into Kylie Watson. Tries to feed it in. Kylie Watson comes up with it, and they're going to call a foul, I believe, on Wilhelm.
That's his third, and I bet he's done for the half.
And, you know, he was fouling while he was horizontal.
I bet that didn't happen a lot. I bet he's not on the ground very often.
Yeah, most anything that runs into him just bounces off.
We saw that with Shipman.
That's seven fouls now on Atlanta. So Kylie Watson goes to the line. First shot of the 1-1 is no good, and Javon West comes up with it and sends it to Garnett. Garnett brings it across. Squares up inside the arc, and he buries that one too. Hazen brings it across for the Tigers. He says, well, I think I can do this too, and he does.
I don't think
his is outside the arc, so he gets three.
I don't think he's missed from outside the arc yet.
32-22 now. Garnett, 2:22 left in the half. Guarded by Kale Watson. Garnett, boy, it goes around the horn, ends up in Cody Miller's hands. He nearly loses the handle on it, comes back out to Thrasher. Thrasher into Wilhelm. I'm surprised Wilhelm's still in there. Shot's no good. Kylie Watson with the rebound. 2 minutes left. Thomas to Kale Watson on the left side. Feeds it in to Thomas. Shot's no good. Miller sends it up. And Jacob Shipman gets a hand on it before it goes out of bounds. So it'll stay with Atlanta. 1:52 left in the half. 32-22. Timeout now by Atlanta.
I think the Tigers started the second quarter down by 10 or 11. So, and they're down by 10 right now, so they haven't really lost any ground against Atlanta this quarter, but they haven't gained any ground either. So, I guess it's good on the one side, but bad on the other. They need to be making up ground.
Be nice if we get another foul on Wilhelm here. Except he came out, so we're probably not going to get that done, are we?
I think he only has 2 points. I mean, yeah, I think he only has 2 points. He hasn't been the exploding inside presence that I thought he might be. But Garnett's really the person that's killing the Tigers. He throws him now into the backcourt. Picked up by West. West has it on the right side. It's poked away by Matt Thomas, and it's going to be a foul on Matt Thomas as West had it laying down on the court. Thomas reached in and fouled him. I thought they were going to get a jump ball there for a second. Instead, they called the foul. That'll be Matt Thomas' second, sixth on Brashear. Next team foul send Atlanta to the charity stripe for a 1-1. Garnett has the ball. Mini fakes, goes inside now to Bogert, and it's absolutely murdered out of bounds by Jacob Shipman. I'd like to see his face right now.
That's a block with enthusiasm.
Garnett's a team down with 1:32. Tigers down by 10. It's 32-22. Garnett throws into West. West dribbles into the lane. Fadeaway shot is terribly off. Rebounded now by Cody Miller. His shot's errant and picked up now by West as the rebound went deep outside of the three-point line. West going to settle for three. Shot goes in and out. Rebounded now by Hazen and Brashear. And we're headed the other way. Hazen up ahead to Matt Thomas. Thomas squares, throws now inside the Shipman. Shipman drives into the lane, and he's fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws.
Is that going to be on West? Yes, it is.
Is that his second? Yes. Shipman to shoot two free throws. He's pretty good from the free throw line, and as I say that, he misses the first.
Nice going there, Tyler.
I'm sorry.
Jacob Shipman is just terrible from the free throw line. There you go.
Hit the second one. Way to use the reverse bad luck. Garnett holds with a minute to go in the first half. He goes left wing to Thrasher. Thrasher in our right wing for West. West holds two hands above the head. Left wing to Thrasher, who's three balls off. Up ahead to Justin Hazen. Hazen travels with it. He had a wide open layup, and he traveled to turn it over back to Atlanta. 44 seconds remained in the second quarter.
He had momentum, and he had to get turned around at the same time. Ah, Garnett draws the charge against Thomas.
Called for the charge. What is that, his first foul?
That's hard to believe.
I find that hard to believe myself.
Hazen to Kale Watson. Watson sends it down to the corner to Shipman. Shipman comes out the elbow, sends it out to Kylie Watson. Shoots. Hazen shoots from just inside the arc. It's good. 24 seconds.
And they're going to get Kale Watson with a push on Josie Garnett. On the inbound play, Watson was trailing Garnett. Watson got a little too close and kind of got their feet tangled. And they're going to call the foul on Watson. I kind of thought it would be a good no call, as their feet really were tangled and wasn't anybody's fault. But they're going to get Kale Watson with his first foul. Team 7 will send Garnett to the line for a 1-1. I imagine Garnett's a good free throw shooter. And he hits the first. 23 seconds left in the second quarter. Tigers trail 33-25. And Garnett's going to try to increase it. Yes. 34-25.
Right. Carmen Woods is going to call a little bit here. What do you see, Carmen?
All right, Matt Thomas has the ball. Oh, he's passing it. Kylie Watson. There he is. Oh, shoots it. Oh, he makes it.
Nice going there, Carmen. A future announcer in the making, I can tell. Garnett has the ball up top. Boy, there's a lot of action there, Tyler. I'm not sure what all happened.
Somebody was hoping Garnett. It was going to be a... Who'd they call out on? Hazen, I believe. Hazen, his first foul. 18 fouls. Send Garnett back to the line for a 1-1 with 5 seconds left. Shot is up and good. 35-27. Tigers trail by 8. Second shot by Garnett's good as well. It's 36-27. Up ahead to Kyle Watson. Watson's going to take it in for layup. Oh, he missed the layup as the buzzer rings. That'll be the end of the first half. Tigers are going to go into halftime trailing 36-27. We'll be back in about 10 minutes to showcase the second half of the game. Well, John, are you about ready for the final half of the 2007 Brashear Homecoming?
I can't wait.
Well, that's good, because we're about to start. Tigers are going to send out their starters. I believe Atlanta will do the same. And I suspect it'll be Atlanta ball to start things off, but I could be wrong. It looks like it might go Brashear's way. And I'm wrong. It's going to be Atlanta ball.
I was going to say, they're all standing down here, which is kind of defense.
Well, Kylie Watson tried the old let-me-have-it maneuver, but the official pointed to Atlanta, so it'll be their ball. West inside to Garnett. Garnett across on the left side. Now to West. West with a ball fake. Dribbles, drives inside. Picked up by Shipman as it was poked away by Matt Thomas. Up ahead to Kyle Watson down the right side. Now finds Kale Watson. Watson to Thomas. Thomas over to Ryan Furtick in the left corner. Shot for three is no good. And it's going to go out of bounds off of Kyle Watson's hands. Back to Atlanta. Just under 7.5 minutes left in the third quarter. It'll be Atlanta ball as Josie Garnett nearly falls down and loses the ball, but he regains his composure, picks it up, and keeps on trucking. Gets a left wing for Thrasher inside and out of Cody Miller. Miller turnaround shot is no good, but he's fouled by Shipman, And that's Shipman second or third?
I'm second. Second.
Yep, it is. First of the second half for either team. And it puts Cody Miller at the line for two free throws. Shot up by Miller falls home. 37-27. Back up to a 10-point lead for Atlanta. Second shot by Miller falls as well. Tommy Watson into Kale Watson. Watson to Thomas down on the left side. Thomas ball fake. Can't decide what to do. Finally throws off to Kale Watson on the left baseline. Now gets it back to Matt Thomas for the layup. 29-38. Tigers down only by 9. As Josie Garnett goes in for an acrobatic layup. He can't get it to go. And it's picked up by Kale Watson up ahead to Matt Thomas for a left-handed layup.
He would not be denied. He was taking it all the way.
Ball inbounded to Garnett, and he's going to be called for a double dribble. Kyrie Watson into Matt Thomas. Thomas up right wing now for Kale Watson. Watson inside to Jacob Shipman on the right elbow. Turn around, squares. Ball rims around, does everything but go home and falls out. Now up the right side over to West for three. His shot's no good, and it's going to be recovered by Matt Thomas before it goes out of bounds. We'll go back to Brashear. Left wing for Kale Watson. Ball fakes, gets around Garnett, takes it to the left block, and his shot falls out. No good. Rebounded up by Justin Miller to Garnett. Garnett pulls it up at the left corner and now dribbles around to the top of the key. Right wing for Justin Miller. Miller into the corner for West. West ball fakes, tries to get around. Thomas can't do it. Throws off now to Garnett. Garnett finds Miller for the layup. 31-40. Tigers back down by 9 with 5:32 left third quarter. Right wing for Matt Thomas for 3. Just barely grazes the rim. It's picked up by Garnett. Garnett's got two people to beat, and he's going to pull it back out. West is going to set up for 3. Shot. Well, rims around and finally falls home for West. 43-31.
That's two of those that had enough rotation on them. I could have swore they were overshot, but they both rolled back in.
5:05 left third quarter. 43-31, rebounded by West on the miss by Brashear. And West is going to be called with a jump ball as he and Matt Thomas were tangled up, both with hands on the ball.
I'd say Atlanta gave up a little speed with Bogard and Wilhelm back in the game.
They may have given up speed, but they gained a lot of size. Thomas goes right wing to Kyle Watson, tries to the right baseline, and it's kicked out of bounds by West. It'll stay with Brashear. Shipman inbounds to Kale Watson for 3. Yes! Watson nails it. 34-43. Josie Garnett is pushed down. It could either have been a foul on Kale Watson or a travel. They called neither. And now they feed it inside to Wilhelm. Back out to West for 3. Rims out. Rebounded by Wilhelm. I don't know how he got that rebound. His shot was terrible. And rebounded by Conley Watson up ahead to Justin Hazen. Hazen pulls it back out now to Kale Watson. Watson goes left wing to Matt Thomas. Thomas now back to Hazen top the key. Hazen back to Kale Watson. Watson is called for the travel as he was getting ready to drive into the lane.
Gave the old head fake like he was going to take that 3, and that's what cost him the ball.
Ball inbounded in there. Josie Garnett, who about falls down again. Garnett up ahead. He has it poked away by Kale Watson. Picked up by Kyle Watson. Now up to Matt Thomas. Thomas with one guy to beat. Gets it around West. And West is called for the block, although it looks like it could have been another charge on Matt Thomas, who had collected one earlier in the game.
And they called it a spot foul, too. Looked to me like he was almost up in the air. That's the third foul on him. Shipman will inbound it. Gets it to Hazen on the left side. His shot for three is no good. Mikhail Watson with the rebound sends it to Shipman on the right side. Shipman runs into Wilhelm, bounces back, and ends up Kylie Watson. Hazen up top. Mikhail Watson on the right side. Shot for three is in and out. And Miller, Cody Miller, comes up with it. Miller to Wilhelm. Wilhelm throws it up ahead to Garnett. Garnett over to West on the right side. Shot for three. No good. Miller with the rebound. Could have called a jump ball, but didn't. Miller able to put it up on the left side with banking it off the glass. 45-34 now. Thomas has it over on the right wing. Sends it cross court to Kale Watson. Left walks to Shipman. Shot up off the glass is good. Garnett has it on the far side. Guarded by Kale Watson. Walks it across. Sends it to West on the right wing. Up to Wilhelm. Give and go. Back to West. Shot up and good. That was a nice looking play, wasn't it, Tyler?
Atlanta's doing pretty well, whatever they want to on the offensive side.
Hazen to Thomas. To Kale Watson. Shot for three. Up. No good. Short. Ball on the floor. Kind of a scrum going, and Garnett comes up with it, and he's headed coast to coast, 2-on-1. Cody Miller's up and good.
That was a great feed from Garnett to Miller, who is trailing the play.
Hazen over to Kylie Watson. They feed it in to Shipman on the right blocks. Shipman to Kale Watson, and they're going to say he traveled with it again. Ryan Purdy checking in for Thomas. 2:24 left in the third, 49-36. Garnett with the ball, guarded by Watson, Kale Watson that is. Garnett brings it across the timeline on the near side. Spin move, loses the handle on it, gets it back, puts it in, up and good. Wow, was that acrobatic or what?
I thought that Connie Watson had picked up the ball and started to dribble the other way for the Tigers, and all of a sudden I looked up and Garnett had it again, driving into the lane for the score. Meanwhile, Shipman puts down a score for the Tigers. It's 38-51 with 2 minutes left in the third quarter. And they're going to get Jason Garnett with a travel. I thought maybe he was pushed by Kale Watson, but they're going to say it was a travel by Garnett.
Well, I think that was probably the right call. Kale Watson was completely stopped, and he just tried to jog over his legs.
Ball goes into Kale Watson on the left wing. Watson now into the corner for Hazen. Hazen cross-court over to Fertig. Fertig spins from 6 feet. Shot no good. Gets his own board from 4 feet. Shot no good. Rebounded now by Jacob Shipman, and he was pushed. It would be on the floor, so he won't shoot any free throws. The foul was on Cody Miller. It's his first team second as Atlanta wants a timeout. It'll be granted with 1:42 left in the third quarter, as Atlanta leads 51-38. Ball goes in from Kylie Watson to Kale Watson for three. In and out, rebounded now by Ryan Fertig. Fertig picks up his dribble, goes to Kylie Watson. Watson over to Kale Watson, dribbles left baseline. Shot up off the glass, good. 40-51. Inbounded in to Justin Miller, now to Garnett. Garnett trying to get by Kylie Watson, nearly falls down. Now travels, they don't call it. Up the right side, into the lane. Shot up, good. Wow. He can get anywhere he wants to. Hazen now has it for Bashir down the right side. Pulls up, gets to Fertig on the right wing. Back to Hazen. Hazen thought about three. Now goes left wing for Kale Watson inside the county. Watson, good bounce pass into Jacob Shipman off the left block. Well, 1 minute remaining in the third quarter. It's 53-42 and Atlanta up by 11. They get it down to Cody Miller now left wing for Thrasher. Back to Miller on the left elbow. Goes into the corner for Justin Miller. Justin Miller throws back out to Thrasher. Thrasher now to Garnett to reset the offense with 45 seconds left. Garnett dribbles around to the right side. Calls for Thrasher to come to him and then runs away from him. He's blocked by Kale Watson. That'll be a foul. I believe it's his second. second team foul with 35 seconds left in the third quarter. Ball thrown in from Justin Miller to Josie Garnett. Garnett down the right side. Dribbles into the lane. Floater. Yes. Oh, my. What a pretty shot. Kale Watson into Justin Hazen. Hazen between the circles. Inside the Kylie Watson turnaround, Nate Fleer doesn't fall. Rebounded by Cody Miller. Now to Justin Miller. Miller gets Furtick in the air and goes right by him up ahead to trying to get it to Thrasher. Picked off by Hazen. Now up to Kylie Watson. Watson pulls up at the block. Gets it to go. 55-44. Half court heave is partially blocked by Ryan Furtick. And we'll go into the third quarter. 55-44. Tigers trail by 11. Whose ball to start the quarter, John?
Well, we're headed, Jacob Shipman is headed to the left, so it looks to me like it's going to be Atlanta ball.
And who's surprised? Garnett nearly falls down again, as he does so often. It goes right wing for West. West goes in from 12 feet, pulls up, can't get the shot to fall. And it's picked up by Cale Watson on the rebound. Watson down the right side. Guarded by Bogart. I think that'd be a mismatch. Goes left wing over to Hazen for three. Ball off the back iron. Long rebound picked up by Cale Watson. His shot's an air ball. Rebounded by Shipman. Shipman finally picks it up after he dropped it. Now gives it back out to Hazen right wing for Kylie Watson. Watson. Shot falls from 12 feet. Wilhelm throws into Cody Miller. Miller with a crossover dribble that froze Justin Hazen in his tracks. Now back to West. West down the right side of the lane. Layup. And he's fouled by Jacob Shipman, who shows his frustrations again. Oh, he's so adamant with his emotions. And facial expressions especially.
He's worth the entertainment dollar. Just watch him.
Absolutely. That's his third foul. Third team foul on Brashear. 46-55. Shot up by West is no good. Justin Miller comes in for Bogart as Matt Thomas comes in for Ryan Furtick. 7-12 left in the fourth quarter. Second shot by Watson, by West is good. Hazen has it across the timeline for the Tigers with 7:05 left in the fourth quarter. Right wing now to Watson, drives into the lane. Shot goes up, bounces out, rebounded by Cody Miller. Miller ahead to Justin Miller. Justin Miller up to Garnett, who takes it across the timeline. Now down to the right baseline, throws back out to West. West dribbles in for the layup. Yes. 58-46. Tigers now down by 12 with 6:40 left, fourth quarter. Left wing for Cale Watson. Watson passes into Thomas. Thomas shot off the right block is good. Tigers now only down 10 as Garnett goes around Cale Watson as he fell down. West pulls up for three. Yes! Buries it. 61-48, 6:15 left, fourth quarter. Ball passed over to Cale Watson on the right wing. Watson goes left wing for Matt Thomas. Thomas inside to Kyle Watson, and there's a timeout by Brashear with 6:03 left, fourth quarter. It's 61-48. Tigers down by 13. It's going to be Charlie Watson inbound out from underneath his own basket. He goes to Hazen. Hazen's going to, no, I thought he was going to go for three. Instead, dribbles in a little ways. His shot's no good. Rebounded by Shipman. His shot's no good. Now, rebound by Wilhelm. Up ahead to Garnett for the layup. 63-48 with 5:50 left in the fourth quarter. Cale Watson down the right side for the Tigers. Fakes right, goes back left to Thomas now, left wing for Hazen. Hazen's three is no good, rebounded by Wilhelm. Up ahead to Garnett again, now up ahead to West, and the pass from Garnett led West a little too much, and it went out of bounds off of West's hand. It'll go back to Brashear with 5:34 left in the fourth quarter. Cale Watson on the right wing, gets the left wing for Thomas into the corner for Hazen. Now back left elbow for Kylie Watson, driving to the basket off the glass and good. 50-63, 5:20 left fourth quarter. Garnett finds Justin Miller on the left side, who clears the ball with ease. Now takes it all the way inside, gives it to Wilhelm. Wilhelm shot off from glass, good. 5:10, 65-50, Tigers trail by 15. Top key for Cale Watson. Watson goes left wing for Matt Thomas into the corner for Hazen. Now inside to Shipman. Shipman almost fell out of bounds. Gets back out to Cale Watson, who takes it baseline and gets a score. Garnett up ahead to Miller, who again crosses the timeline on the left side with no troubles. Now goes to Wilhelm just inside the arc. And oh, that doesn't appear to be his forte, but he gets the shot to go. It's 52-67. Tigers down again by 15 with 4:30 left fourth quarter. Ball stolen by Wilhelm. Wilhelm up ahead to West. West for the layup. Yes! 69-52, and the Tigers' wheels are starting to fall off. 4:20 left fourth quarter. Cale Watson pulls up, finds Jacob Shipman, who botches the layup on the left block. Rebound by Garnett. Garnett almost falling down amongst all the traffic by Brashear. He takes it coast to coast. His layup is no good, but he was pushed by Shipman. If it's on Shipman, it'll be his fourth. Yes, it was on Shipman. And I thought it was his fourth. It is his fourth. Fourth team foul on Brashear. Garnett buries the first one, 70-52. Trey Treasure and Ryan Purdy come into the game for Kyrie Watson and Matt Thomas. I would have thought Shipman would have come out, but he stays in the game. Garnett second shot up and good. 71-52. Tigers trailing with 4:05 left in the fourth quarter. Cale Watson has now for Brashear on the right side. Goes left wing for Ryan Purdy, getting to the left corner for Hazen. Hazen's shot through three is good. 55-71. Oh, they said it was just a two. 54-71 with 3:50 left fourth quarter. Justin Miller dribbles with no one guarding him. Now he goes over to Skyler Wilhelm, who has it go right through his hands, out of bounds. Hands of stone on that play for Mr. Wilhelm. And he comes out of the game laughing. Treasure inbounds to Watson. Cale Watson on the left side. Thought about the three, now throws inside to Shipman. Shipman dribbles out. He wants a three. Now throws back to Watson. Watson's going to take the three from the left corner. It's an air ball rebounded by Treasure. Treasure's fouled inside by Cody Miller, I believe. I think that'll be his second. It is his second. Third team foul on Atlanta. 71-54 with 3:25 left in the fourth quarter. Brashear down. They have the ball. They throw into Furtig. Furtig takes it into the left block. Floater's no good. Rebounded by Shipman. Up and in. 56-71. Tigers again down by 15. And the ball is nearly stolen by Cale Watson. And it goes out of bounds off of Garnett. As he thought he'd been fouled. And I kind of agree with him. I think Watson pushed him a little. But they didn't call it. And the 3:12. Furtig inbounds to Cale Watson. Watson on the left wing goes to Hazen. Hazen one of the three, now goes into the corner for Shipman. Shipman will take the three from the left corner. Shot's a little strong, rebounded by West. West is going to pull back, and he's going to get fouled by Cale Watson on the block, although it looked to me like Watson was said it could have been a charge on West, but they'll charge it on Watson, and that'll be the 15th foul on Brashear, third foul on Watson, and Matt Thomas comes into the game for Shipman. Wilhelm and Justin Miller come into the game for Atlanta. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the fourth quarter. Cody Miller inside to Josie Garnett. Has it poked away by Cale Watson. Picked up by Matt Thomas. Left-handed left. Good. 58-71. Inbounded to Garnett. Garnett gets it across to the left side for Miller. Miller ball fake right around Matt Thomas into the left elbow. And he's pushed by...
Probably Matt Thomas, wasn't it? Faked him out so much that he couldn't put the brakes on quick enough and ended up in his back.
That's Thomas's third foul and 16th foul on Brashear. One more, it'll put Atlanta at the 1-1. Could have been called over and back on Justin Miller, but he instead gets it, takes it in for the layup, misses it. Rebounded by Cale Watson, who gives it to Matt Thomas. We're heading the other way with 2:30 left fourth quarter. Thomas passes off to Watson. Watson dribbles inside, shot off the glass, rims around, and falls out. Picked up by Cody Miller, and he's fouled by David Anderson, I believe. Yep. That'll be the first team foul on Anderson. 17th foul on Brashear, and it'll send Cody Miller to the line for a 1-1 opportunity. Shot up by Miller is good. 72-58. Second shot up and falls out. Rebounded by Treasure. Now to Cale Watson. Watson up the right side. Pulls up just inside the arc. Launches. Shot no good. Rebounded by Garnett. Garnett's going to spin move into the lane, and he's fouled. Absolutely clobbered by Ryan Fertig. His shot was errant, but he was fouled. He'll shoot a pair of free throws. Foul was on Fertig, his fourth. Garnett shot up and good. 73-58. Tigers starting to send in some of the bench players.
Cody Hayden and Hunter Higgins both in the game. Hayden will inbound it to Hazen. Hazen brings it across the timeline. 2:04 left in the game. Squares up for three. Shot short. Anderson with the rebound. Shot up off the glass is good. Ball was inbounded to Javon West, but I don't think it was intended for him. I think it was intended probably for Miller. To Garnett. Garnett to Wilhelm. Wilhelm back to Garnett up on the left side. The left blocks to Miller. And they're going to call a spot foul on... Is it on Treasure? Nope. 15, which is going to be
Hunter Higgins.
That, by definition, will be his first since he just came in the game. Owens checking in for Hazen. 1:35 left in the game. Tigers trail by 14, 74-60. Miller's shot. No good. Treasure with a strong rebound. Treasure's going to bring it up himself. Hands it off to Anderson. Anderson up top. Picks it around the left side. And... dribbled too many times. Dribble stopped and dribbled again, which is never a good thing.
Well, that's illegal.
But fortunately, it's not a felony. You just lose the ball. Garnett has the ball. A little surprised that he's still in the game with 1:19 left. Garnett to Wilhelm on the right side. Back to Garnett up top to Javon West. Javon West guarded by Hayden. Hands it off to Garnett. Garnett. Out to Cody Miller. Out to Wilhelm. Around the horn to the right side to Miller. The other Miller, that is. Miller to Miller. Cody Miller, that is. Back out to Justin Miller. Around the horn to Javon West.
Atlanta. Nice clock burner here by Atlanta.
Yep. Garnett to Wilhelm, but Cody Hayden comes up with the ball. Cody Hayden's going to take it all away himself, and he's fouled in the process by Javon West, and so he'll go to the line with 28 seconds left.
It's a good thing he was fouled because the shot was a little wild.
It was a ways off the mark. 4 fouls on Javon West, but doesn't really matter. There's just 28 seconds left. Hayden misses the front end. 74-60 now, Atlanta. Second foul, second shot's no good. Atlanta with the rebound. And official timeout to let some subs come in. Atlanta's going to inbound it to Javon West, 23 seconds. West will bring it across the timeline, sends it to the left corner to number 4, new guy. No good. Cody Hayden comes up with a rebound. Football throw goes out of bounds. So it'll come back to Atlanta with 10 seconds left. New guy is Kyle Faulkner. And they send it to Faulkner. Faulkner's going to shoot again. Same result. Tried to get it back to Faulkner, and I think it went out of bounds. So with 3.5 seconds left, it'll be Brashear's ball. And this one's just about enough for the record book. Anderson squares up and shoots for 3. No good.
He stopped on purpose right behind the half-court line just to get a good half-court heave in for the show if he got it to go.
But, unfortunately, it did not. So a time expires. Tigers lose this one 60-74, and if you're just joining us, the girls win 67-40, and that'll be it. This game's in the book. Tyler, we'll see you next time.
All righty.